Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.
Presentation. Secondary school students will be undertaking an opportunity of a lifetime in just a few weeks' time. In May, 10 students will volunteer at the Presentation's Eco-Spiritual Garden of Oneness, a spiritual retreat and education centre in Cauma, just 6 hours from Zambia's capital of Lusaka. All students involved are part of the Green Schools Committee at the school, and while there, the students and staff hope to volunteer at the local schools, as well as putting the skills learned on their Green Schools Committee to use as they plant trees and help in the eco-garden. We chatted to Ruth McMahon, Megan Kenny-Walsh and Isabella Comey to find out about their upcoming trip. We first asked Ruth to give us a bit of background into the initiative.
10 of us are travelling to Zambia in May to volunteer and plant trees in the Eco-Spiritual Garden of Oneness in Kauma in Zambia. And we got this opportunity because we are members of the Green Schools Committee and we are in TY. So 10 of us, we have to submit like essays on why we felt we deserve to go. So myself and 9 other students are picked, so we're really excited. We hope to visit schools and carry out volunteer work. But basically the whole thing happened through the Presentation Nuns, because the Presentation Nuns have a convent in Kauma where we're going to visit, so we're staying with them. Sister Terry, who is bringing us to Zambia, she's an Indian nun and she lives in Zambia, and she's coming over to do a pilgrimage in Ballyhoo, so we'll get the opportunity to meet her in person and the person behind all these plans.
Fundraising is key to any trip of this type, so Megan told us about some of the fundraising they've already done and plan to do.
Okay, so for fundraising, we have done 2 St. Bridget's Day dips in Kirkcaldy Beach. So there was a big group of us that came out and got in the water. It was freezing cold, but it was a good fun. And we had a movie night in school, so some students could come and pay to watch a movie and have some popcorn and sweets. And it was just a fun opportunity to spend some time with friends while also having the idea of Zambia on everyone's mind. So each student needs 1,500 each for plane tickets and accommodation and things like that. But we're trying to raise as much as we can then as well, just as a group, so that we can leave it over in Zambia and, you know, purchase things to leave over there.
For most of the students, this will be the first time they've gone on a trip of this magnitude and this far away. So we asked Isabella to tell us what she's looking forward to most.
I just think it's a like really good experience, and like I don't think many 16-year-olds could say they got an opportunity like this. Like, we're so lucky to be doing something like this, and it'll be good to see like how people are in like different parts of the world and realise how lucky we are and how grateful we should be.
We know so many countries in Africa are suffering as a result of global warming. So what were some of the key issues that drew the school to visit this area? Megan told us more about that.
There's a big problem with charcoal harvesting over in Zambia. So the Presentation Garden of Oneness is kind of like a safe space over there where trees don't get cut down, and we're trying to make that space bigger and promote it to other areas in Zambia to maybe create more places where they just leave trees. And also promote that at home as well, for more areas where we just don't have deforestation, and try to our best to kind of reforest those areas. Zambia and countries around it are the ones that are mostly affected by climate change, so we're trying to go over and make a difference and make it a better life for the people over there.
And finally, the backbone to this whole trip is the Green Schools Committee. So we asked Isabella to tell us about some of their achievements so far.
So we're a part of the Green Schools Committee. 50 members are on the Green Schools Committee, and we've won our 6th flag. Some different things that we do in the Green Schools Committee, for example, with biodiversity, and students got handed out 250 trees. So loads of them trees went home and we all planted the trees. Another thing we did is we planted a pollinator patch. And we also planted daffodils. Miss O'Murray's a teacher, so she really helps us a lot, and she makes it really fun. I joined the Green Schools when I was in second year, and I'm really happy I did because it's a great opportunity to learn.
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.